We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
Time for us to unveil the mystery guest, and the only mystery in this one is Entercom really allowing him back? That's the only mystery I have in all this. This person was once called the Phenom when he was younger. Did he play for Boston teams? No. Is he a writer? Yes. Female? No. Was he on the Jay Leno show? Yes, he was. We don't even need any other clues. Of course, it's Alex Reamer.
Well, hold on. I'm saying Alex Reamer also, and I actually think that was a pretty good hint, Tyler. You have redeemed yourself. So, are we good to go on your end, boys?
We actually have some guest production on this clue. Ooh. Resume package.
Ooh.
This next mystery guest is not a former Boston athlete or coach. And in fact, you might remember him for his lack of athletic ability. He's a big fan of Bernie Sanders and AOC, and quite possibly has the worst Glenn Ordway voice of any former or current WEEI host.
There is no advantage for Kyrie or the Nets to do a sign and trade.
Okay, mystery guest. Reveal yourself.
I take great offense to the fact, Kristen, that you think I like bears. Are you kidding me? I am not getting with Glenn under any circumstances ever. Maybe with you, but you're not a bear.
So wait, hold on. This is Alex Reamer, everybody.
For years,
Alex
and
Reamer.
I know it. You know it. Come on.
Listen, Alex. I thought we had this. I remember we went to this base. We went to one of the Red Sox games. We're sitting there with my wife. I felt like we had this whole conversation about Provincetown and then bears versus, I don't know what the opposite of a bear would be anyways. And
bears usually go hunting for twinks, which I am one.
Oh.
I was talking about Bear Week, Kristen. It's a nice week down there.
Yeah,
people
it's a hunting
are friendly.
Thing.
Yeah. They may buy you some drinks. They may buy you dinner. Maybe a hotel room. I'm a freelancer now. I'm not going to turn any of that down. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, hey,
Alex Reamer, how are you? How you doing?
I'm sipping a glass of rosé on my front porch.
Really?
We went from red wine season to rosé season. That's how I judge the lockdown. I went.
So how are you dealing with the lockdown here? Are you one of those people that are going to tell us that we need, like, Ayanna Pressley, that we're going too quickly here in Massachusetts and we have to slow down?
Finally, Glenn, everybody can become a warden of the state, a socialist dream. I've never been happier. Just line up, you know, like the USSR, get your ration of, you know, rice and beans and go on your way. I think it's a great thing. Much too slow, yes. Much too fast.
I was always curious where you'd sit on this because it does have a real political vibe about it. Left side, right side, who's right? Even with the states, as far as which states are opening up, red states, blue states. So, I mean, are you in line with that, or are you just fed up with it overall and don't care about who you offend?
Well, with one side of it, we got scientists, and on the other side of it, we have a man who says, you know, inject bleach into your body. So I don't know, which one am I going to follow? Probably going to follow the scientists on that one. But I do think the lockdown and the stringent stay at home is a little much. I've never been afraid of getting sick going outside. I don't know about you guys, so not afraid of going outside now. A bit too far with the lockdown, but I do think, if you're going to reopen the country like Glenn, I know you guys all want to do it, You have to ask yourselves, how many deaths per day are you okay with? Right now, we still have like 2,000 per day.
No. We want to do it safely, and you can do it safely, but you can't get it down to zero, and that's what people want. They want to wait for a vaccine, and you can't do that. And I admit, there have been some crazy stuff said by Trump in all of this. All right, some of the stuff has been overblown, as you know, and you know CNN and others have taken a shot at it. But the bad news for you is you don't have Bernie; you got Joe Biden. Strong performance today in the Breakfast Club, by the way. Strong performance.
Charming the guy that just rattles him. The body's safe in his basement, and we'd like to keep him there until November. But it could run, you know, a plastic cup, as far as I'm concerned, against Trump. It would have more brain power than him. I mean, so please, at this point, just keep Joe Biden alive. Keep him alive and RBG alive.
So are you willing to, you know, go to the beaches? Are you willing to protest? Are you willing to, you know, drive down to Rhode Island to have a steak dinner and a nice, I guess you wouldn't have a rosé with steak, right? What goes with rosé?
Cabernet.
Chicken fingers?
Yeah, Glenn and his wine cellar would know, right? Glenn, a nice red.
Nice cap. Nice, solid
nice cap.
Yeah, because I feel like that's what needs to happen, Alex. I feel like if you don't fight for it, then they'll just do it when they feel like it, and then we'll all be suffering.
Well, I mean, the issue is, you know, the mayor, the governor, nobody who's making these decisions has taken a pay cut or has lost work, and your perspective changes a lot when you do that. Look, I think I was at M Street Beach earlier today. I think it's fine to go outside. I have no issue with that. The science, and you guys talk about it, says you can't get it really for being outside if you're socially distancing. As far as restaurants go, frankly, if you have to wear a mask while you're in one, I don't think I would go, not because I don't want to wear, not because I don't believe in it, but because I'm uncomfortable wearing a mask. It's not fun for me. So, you know, like Sean Hannity's idea of eating a hot dog with your mask on and then blowing hot dog breath back into your mask, it just sounds awful to me. So if it's masks only, I'm probably just staying in so you don't have to do that.
So in other words, you're telling me you now agree with Sean Hannity? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm saying the idea of eating a hot dog with a mask on and then blowing your hot dog breath back into it, which is what he suggested, to me just sounds gross. No,
well, let me ask you this.
Mask, I don't want to go.
Alex, how do you date in during quarantine? How does that work? Is it because I'm sure the dating apps, I don't know if they adjusted how they go about things. Maybe everything's video conferencing, but you can't go out. I'm assuming that, I mean, people are losing their minds because there's no social interacting. There's no bar scene. There's no club scene. And even the dating apps, where are you going to meet somebody? Like in a car, you know, 6 feet away? I mean, you're single, right? What's it like?
Yeah, basically, I feel like I'm a 16-year-old kid again, just like chatting with men online, but not being able to meet them. I mean, that's basically what it's come down to. It's like, it's very creepy. It certainly is real. It's 2 months. This is the longest I've gone since I came out in the abstinence route. So it's been a struggle, Christian, for sure. How should I break it? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm asking you because, I mean, obviously I have friends on both sides of the aisle. I would think that there would be some sort of like Logan's Run type virtual reality. Hey, almost like dirty talk over the phone. Hey, I'm stoking
your hair. Yeah, but once you've had the real thing, like the phone sex and cyber sex, just doesn't compare. It's not real sex.
Well, yeah, I mean, I really?
I mean, newsflash, Christian, it doesn't feel quite the same.
You know what? You're right. You're right. Stupid
like
question.
Yeah,
I tell you, but beggars can't be choosers, though.
I know, but again, it takes me back to traumatic, you know, memories of my youth where literally I was sitting on like chat rooms, like in between Red Sox podcasts, like talking to men online who I can't meet up with. So it's a little traumatizing, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it turns into the summer of love. It certainly makes me forget the fact that I already have a partner.
I think that's what we're doing.
We're talking to Alex Reamer. So a lot of the listeners probably have not heard from you in a while. So why don't you kind of run down what you've been doing? Because you left and you were going to work for a state senator out in the western part of the state, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you were getting into politics, and then what happened there?
I didn't like it. I mean, I had the job of a communications director, so I was responsible for not speaking for myself, but speaking for my boss and the entire office. And obviously, it doesn't really fly with me. I still have stuff to say. As the audience knows, I still have a lot of stuff to say. I realized this is what I truly want to do, so left after a few months, and I'm back in the game.
And you're working at, you're doing the Forbes thing again, right?
Not only Forbes, I'm the deputy managing editor of OutSports. So
Yeah.
So now I have writers under me and a huge part of the Jerry Callahan podcast, Glenn, which I know you're a devout listener of.
You maggot.
I wonder if we could talk Jerry into being our mystery guest one day.
Well, we could talk Andrew. I don't know. I'm amazed they let Reamer back.
It's the mystery guest.
Kirk may
it's
be on next guest. Friday. Who knows?
Hey, you know, you never know who's going to show up.
So I'm interested hearing you talk about this because you are really not taking the strong liberal position in this when it comes to the pandemic. You're really not. It sounds to me like you really want to get out there. You don't want to be harnessed here, right? I mean, am I mischaracterizing?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of issues. I mean, I think if you're talking about fully reopening the country, you have to ask yourself, you know, how many deaths per day are you okay with? Because, you know, people are going to go back, who are going to be forced to go back to work.
So answer the question. How many are you good for? How many?
I mean, not 2,000 a day, which is what we had yesterday, I think. I mean,
well,
I,
what
I
is it then? Is it 100?
But hold on. But, Alex, you also know that there are people dying of suicide, there are people of dying of overdose on drugs, and maybe even more will fall to the victim to them as we try to get through this thing, right? Because of what they're dealing with it.
Yeah, but Glenn, but let's say I'm a person with a compromised immune system and my business reopens and my boss goes, you have to go back, or my partner has a compromised immune system and afraid of getting ill and suffering serious complications. And
it's
then,
simple. We take care of them.
I want to go back to work. Hold on. I get fired. I can't get unemployment. I mean, that's the problem we're going to have here.
Well, we screwed it all up from
worried about.
Did we not screw it up all from the get-go? Because we've spent how many trillion dollars right now, and we've put young people, healthy people, basically in unemployment right now with a situation when it comes back, when the economy comes back. Who knows when that happens? These people may lose their job entirely. Why didn't we protect those people? Why didn't we protect the elderly? Why didn't we protect those people that have immune systems that may not be able to handle this? We never targeted those people. We just said, we're shutting everything down. We didn't do it in 69, and we had the Hong Kong flu, and it was very similar.
Yeah, no, you're right on that. I mean, really, what should have happened is our government should have given us more than like a $1,200 check. They should have covered workers' salaries forever long. People need to stay home if you truly want to say that. But overall, you know, it's funny. Like, your people, Glenn, are usually the batter down the hatches, wait till the apocalypse people. But on this side of the equation, it's the liberals who are batting down the hatches, waiting for the apocalypse.
Because it's political. It's all political. You got to admit that many of the Democrats out there, okay, are doing it specifically because they think it's the only way they're going to get Trump out of office. Impeachment didn't work. So what are we going to do? We got a pandemic. And look at the unemployment. He was killing it with the economy, and now the economy is dead. You know, you've got almost 40 million people unemployed. So Democrats are looking at it as a political statement. Look at the election.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You don't think people are doing that?
Governors love to see the economy of their states collapse and people die and probably people they know.
You don't believe that there are Democrats out there that are looking at this right now as this is how they can get Trump. And I'm not sitting here saying that he didn't cause some of the problems.
If you needed a pandemic to get Trump, the worst president and stupidest president ever, then you got serious problems. I would have hoped you don't need a pandemic.
You don't think that exists. You do not believe that this has been politicized.
One side, per usual, adheres to the science, and the other side adheres to make-believe.
Well, that's ridiculous. Like, you know, they're both dealing with the science, and the science is different depending on what side you're on. And by the way, Fauci, who's part of the White House task force and has been there for, what, six presidents or whatever, was the sounding board from day one. And he's made how many mistakes on this? He's the scientist. He's the key scientist for the country.
I mean, he's made fewer mistakes than Trump, who said we'll have like 15 cases and they'll all go away. I mean, so it's a change. Science is ever changing. You know that, Glenn. And I'm a longtime epidemiologist, as you know.
I'm only shocked that you don't think this has all been politicized, because I think that's a big part of the problem on both sides.
Not believe the scientists.
I get it. Yes, I heard. Correct. I heard it the first time. All right, Alex, it was great catching up with you, bud.
My question is, Kristen, did you decide on the margarita or Corona tonight? Which way you going?
I'm gonna go Corona. I'm going margarita. I'm gonna stick with the classics. I mean, and you know, when this is over, I gotta have you over, Alex. We gotta swap stories. feel like I have a lot of friends that want to meet you, and I feel like I've been doing you a disservice of not introducing you. I think I could be a matchmaker. Oh, call God. Me Yenta.
Oh, this might
any
be scary.
Time. Give me a time and a place, and I am there.
Well, it's going to get weird, Glenn.
It's going to get very weird. All right, Alex, good talking to you, bud.
Anytime, gentlemen. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
Alex Raymer, today's mystery guest, and we nailed it. We got it.
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On Twitter at Glenn D. Ordway.
Who doesn't like fun?
Back to OMF.
On WEEI.
Kareem, Magic, Jordan, Tim Duncan, Kobe, Bird. These guys are all top 10 players who would either help build up their organization or continue the tradition. The one thing that has ever... From LeBron. He went and put together a team in Miami. I think there's a lot of... He came back to Cleveland to put that team together. And then he went to the Lakers, where a tradition has already been made, and we don't know, you know, that's still to be continued. So in saying that, that's my argument.
So I couldn't understand this, Christian, when I first heard it. Paul Pierce was putting together his top five of all time, and we all have our own opinions on the top five of all time, and usually they're from different generations, and you and I were discussing this yesterday. You know, the basketball is probably a lot better today, but you look, you know, as you're growing up, you have certain guys that you have an affinity for, and the guy at the time dominated, and it's a legitimate a pick. And I didn't think much of it, and I'm saying, why is everybody beating up Paul Pierce? Because he didn't have LeBron in his top five. Why? Because he, you know, had a lot of great games against him, or LeBron had great games against him? I couldn't really understand it. Did you have the same feeling, or were you like, oh my God, how do you leave LeBron out?
Well, didn't you think it seemed personal to you?
Well, apparently it is, because we've had people come out now and talk about it. So here's Kendrick Perkins basically giving us the history of why they hate each other.
Paul Pierce's list is personal, right? Paul and Bron have never liked each other since Bron's rookie year. We're playing in Columbus, Ohio, my rookie season, against the Cleveland Cavaliers, right? His first preseason game is against Paul Pierce. So Paul is talking noise to the bench, right? And they're sitting over there. Bron and them, they all sitting over there, Drew Gooden and everybody. Paul actually spits over there at the bench, right? The ultimate disrespect, okay? I mean, after the game, I mean, both teams were meeting in the back. We had the Guys was ready to fight. We had to hold people back. Like, it went up from there. Ever since that moment, LeBron James and Paul Pierce hate each other.
It was the spit.
Yeah, so, and that's my point. It is personal. It is personal. And I would say that maybe Paul Pierce is maybe a little bit jealous of LeBron. And maybe he thinks that he can't put himself on that list. And since he doesn't like LeBron James and he's accomplished more than him, then hell no is he putting him on that list. That's what I think it is. There's definitely static between the two.
Well,
but I
no
think a
question.
Lot of it draws from the jealousy from Paul Pierce.
Yeah, like Paul can't really believe that he belongs on that list, right? Top five player all time in the NBA is not on that list.
But I don't think LeBron James belongs on it either.
I think LeBron thinks he belongs
well, LeBron
on it.
Thinks
LeBron
that he
thinks
should be
he belongs
on Rushmore.
It above Michael Jordan.
Yeah, so, I mean, no, he is not. I mean, are you putting LeBron – here's the crazy thing, and not just because he died in a terrible helicopter crash, but for some reason, people leapfrog Kobe Bryant all the time. When it comes to comparing people to Michael Jordan, they go straight to LeBron James. Why don't you go to Kobe Bryant? He had the same mentality. He was a jerk. He was competitive. He called people out. He's, I mean, he had similar issues. He had some issues off the court.
Because LeBron
but
could
Kobe,
do more. He could do more than Kobe.
Well, hold on
I
a
love
second.
Kobe. He could do more.
What are you talking about?
The Lakers.
No, I am not a Kobe fan. My point is people just ignore what he did. It's like it was all Shaq or it was somebody
nobody's
else.
Nobody's ignoring it. But I Christian, and when it's all said and done, if Kobe can, you know, maintain greatness for the next 3 or 4 years, because let's face it, this year, until we stopped playing, he was damn good. So if he can do that, he is clearly in the conversation at the end of his career of being top five of all time. But you can't tell me
who
that LeBron. He has that opportunity to be top five of all time. You know, to me, I need to see he's going to have to dominate out there for a few years out in L.A. And I hear what Paul Pierce is saying. He's moved around to really be on the team that could win as opposed to being in one spot like Paul Pierce did. Though Pierce got impatient. He wanted out in 07. And the only reason he stayed is because they went and brought in pieces that were going to help him win a championship. So I understand where LeBron's coming. But getting back to the Kobe argument, I'm not sure you would find many people that would put Kobe higher up on that list than LeBron. And I'm not putting him ahead of Michael. I'm not doing that. But I'm putting him ahead of Kobe. And I think most people would.
And that is my point. People just throw, even though Kobe Bryant accomplished more than LeBron James, has more hardware than LeBron James. I mean, see, it's funny. The hardware of the championships used to mean something. I guess it only means something if it, you know, supports your argument.
Well, that's why LeBron keeps on moving from team to team, because he knows he needs the hardware to be included in the conversation of greatest of all time. Because you're right, that's preventing him now from topping Michael. He's not going to top Michael.
But the Paul Pierce thing, that's personal. And who was that? Was that Perkins?
Yeah, that was Kendrick.
That's a
Perkins.
Great story, by the way.
You want to hear Paul Pierce respond to it?
Oh, sure.
This is Paul Pierce responding to Perk's story.
Hey, I'm glad social media wasn't out there, because I spit at their bench. I probably would have got fined.
What? Whoa. We're here in some Boston Celtics. So what? So Paul Pierce, we didn't know about Columbus. Thank you, Big Perk, for being great in the media and joining the family, because we get extra stories. Paul Pierce, what happened in Ohio?
I mean, it was just, you know, the crazy thing about it was a preseason game. That didn't mean anything. I don't know. Me and LeBron going back and forth. The bench is yelling at something. And I look over to the bench, and I'm like, that's why y'all on the bench or something. And I spit at them. And I'm not sure if I hit somebody or not, but I spit in that direction. And then it just kind of tempers flared up. The next thing you know, we was in the hallway. It was about to go down.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like the...
It's pretty amazing that he's actually admitting to it. He's volunteering that, yes, it happened. And Perk's right. That's about the worst thing you can do to anybody. Good thing he didn't do it during a pandemic like this, during a COVID-19 virus. Could you imagine if that happened?
Woo. I think we're burying the lead here.
What's the lead?
The lead is that Paul Pierce, what is he doing? Spitting at somebody.
Oh, no. It's the worst thing you can do. It's dumb. It's stupid, especially to a rookie. So a highly acclaimed rookie in his first game. So in that respect, the jealousy, I think, is right on your point. And that is, so everybody's talking about LeBron James. It's his first game. High school phenom, right? Everybody's talking about him. So he's coming out and playing in that first game. And you get in a preseason game where there's no emotion in preseason games. You had to be jealous at that time that this kid was getting all of this attention. And so
why didn't anybody check him on the whole spitting thing? The spitting part was the worst. That's the worst. All right, you're I didn't spit on him. I spit in his direction. I don't know. It kind of feels pretty classless.
I missed. He said I missed.
And he was 26 at the time. He was 26. He was a grown-ass man. That's how we like to say it, right? He was a grown-ass man.
He did some crazy things, you know. I mean, he lost in a playoff series out in Indiana, took off his shirt in the middle of the court, and remember that? And a little hissy fit. And, you know, he was immature at that time. There was no
question
about it.
Isn't it crazy? And now he's this buttoned up voice of reason.
We all
on
grow
ESPN.
Up. We all grow up, big fella. At one point in life, you all grow up, and that's what I think he just did. He'd grown up, but that is bizarre. And LeBron's never told that story, right? That surprises me. Aren't you surprised that LeBron never brought that story up?
Well, I think I wonder if they squashed it since then. Though that's the question. So have they? I mean, this happened when Paul Pierce was 26. So since then. Have they squashed it? Did they do the whole Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, you know, kiss on the cheek, you know? Or did they do that whole thing? Or was this an ongoing thing? Because I don't remember sitting there going, wow, Paul Pierce and LeBron James really hate each other.
Yeah, I think for Pierce, because when as I told you, when we started this conversation, I said, I couldn't understand why people are getting all over him. So he picks his top five of all time, and he leaves LeBron out. I'm sure there are a lot of people that would leave LeBron out.
Who was on his list?
Top five.
Let me. Do we have his list?
That was Kareem. It was
Kareem, Magic, Jordan, Tim Duncan, Kobe, Bird. These guys are all top 10 players.
He's got a bunch of Lakers in there. He grew up in Inglewood. Of course, he's got Magic,
exactly.
Kareem, and
right
Kobe
down the street
in there.
from the Forum. You're right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, my grandmother lived right across the street. I used to trick or treat in Inglewood.
Yeah.
And so he puts Tim. I mean, it's not like he's got a bunch of chumps on there. He's got Jordan, Magic, Bird.
He's got
the classics.
He's got Kobe above him. Apparently,
he's got the classics.
And I don't think Kobe made the top five, though, right, Ryan? We should check that. Did Kobe? Because he gave a long list, but his top five. I don't think Kobe was on the top five.
Maybe that's what it was, though. Maybe that was one of those whole things where, hell, okay, if you're just going to rank contemporaries, I would say Kobe and LeBron are contemporaries, played in somewhat the same era.
I think he had Russell on his list, though.
He did. It was Russell, Kareem, Magic, Jordan, Duncan, Kobe, and Bird.
How many
he's
is
got
that?
Two, he's got two Celtics. He's got a three
seven
Lakers.
Guys.
He's so got a San Antonio seven. Spur. I mean, come on. I mean,
by the way, I would say this. If you look at Tim Duncan, you could clearly make a case for Tim Duncan that Tim Duncan is overlooked by too many people. If you go and look at his stats and go look at 17-year run, a 19-year career or whatever, and you look at how many times he was an all-star, he was an MVP.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of hardware.
You know, winning seasons.
Got a lot of hardware.
Please. And people overlook him for some reason. He was defensive player, so he was an all-around player. Both sides. Defensive player of the year. All defensive
flashy,
team,
though.
How many times?
He's not flashy, and he's quiet.
He's quiet. Exactly. It's his personality that
very unassuming, but just – we used to joke about, like, you know, when we were teaching routes or when we were talking about effort, and they said, well, you know, just use about as – you know, make it look like Tim Duncan. Because it never looked like he was really exerting that much energy.
Yeah.
It never looked like he was really trying or he was ever sprinting. It was Tim Duncan. He was just there. And when you contrast him to I guess what would be his maybe contemporaries or peers, you're talking to Hakeem Olajuwon. No, not even Hakeem Olajuwon, because we're talking about a center here. So who would you compare him to? Shaq? Who would be in his family? Who would be in his bucket? What are the players?
With LeBron?
No, for Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan would be, he'd have Shaq in there. if you're just picking same positions.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of somebody.
Kareem and Wilt.
Yeah, but they're so old, though. I'm talking about more contemporary stuff in the last 15, 20 years.
David Robinson, the guy he learned from, maybe?
Yeah, again, I would say older. David Robinson, right. And they played together, you know, initially. But it's, yeah, I think he's one of the most underrated players in all of professional sports. And I'm talking about all the sports.
Is he better than Shaq?
His overall numbers are. I mean, Shaq was just a powerhouse player inside, but Duncan could do more, right? He could do more than Shaq could. Shaq was just...
But he had personality.
There was a period in Shaq's career, and maybe that's where Kobe takes kind of a hit, in which Shaq could just take over a game, just power a game. I'm not sure Shaq could do that right now, the way the game is played. I don't think Shaq could do that. I think the game, we were talking yesterday about how the game has changed. I'm not sure Shaq could do what Shaq did when he was playing in today's game.
You mean feed it to the big fella and get out of his way?
Right.
And if you don't give me the ball, I'm going to get us a 3-second violation because you didn't give me the ball? Yeah, I wouldn't fly.
Yeah, I think the wing players are the dominant players in the game.
Shaq said back in March he would love to play in today's game because today's players are so soft.
Yeah, but you can't get away with that stuff. So he'd end up fouling out of games.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Says every old player.
Right.
Every old player says the new era is softer than they were. And typically they're right. If you want to go back to 1945, 1950, those football players were tough. Yeah, I'm going way back. They were all in World War II. Right? You know, they were grown men. Some of these guys left to go to war, came back and played in college when they were 23 years old. And they were in battles. They were digging trenches and taking on cannon fire. Are you kidding me? It's like medieval knights. So sure, they of course they're tougher.
By the way, talking about the hatred that's been going on, this has not been getting a lot of notoriety because The Last Dance is over. And so people kind of ended it after chapter 10, and they kind of moved on. Does anybody think that all of these players are coming out of the woodwork right now, and they're all pissed? I mean, how about Horace Grant? Horace Grant is pissed right now.
He should be, because Jordan called him a snitch.
So he's on a radio station, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Listen to this.
I would say, entertaining, but we know who was there as teammates, that about 90% of it was I don't know if I can say it on air, but BS,
right?
In terms of the realness of it, as I stated the other day, that it wasn't real, because a lot of things that he said to some of his teammates, that his teammates went back at him, but all of that was kind of edited out of the documentary.
Edited out of the documentary. So the players are coming out of the woodwork right now, basically saying that Jordan just basically wrote this and put it together. Now, Scottie Pippen's done the same thing. Scottie Pippen is furious at him. The other thing Horace Grant said is, he was protecting Scottie Pippen. He said, why was Jordan commenting about the game that Pippen wouldn't go in for the last play? He wasn't part of that team.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, I would comment on that. I mean, it wasn't like Jordan wasn't paying attention. That was his Robin. That was his sidekick. So, of course, he's sitting there going, holy crap. Unbelievable. They're giving him. So the guy that they both attack, Kukoc, or whatever they used to call him. The guy that they went after, they ended up giving the last shot to. How demeaning is that if you're Pippen? If they bring this guy in, they pay him more than you. During the Olympics, you basically attack him when he's a kid and just make him look like a chump that first game. You pick on him like a bunch of bullies, and then they give him the ball. That has got to be tough to deal with.
Now, the one thing I'm noticing is that these guys now that it's over, maybe that's somebody's documentary out there. Put it together. Get Horace Grant, get Scottie Pippen, get Robert Parrish. Robert Parrish has taken some shots at him, too, and he played with him on that last team, on that Last Dance team. To me, some of these guys should put together their own documentary right now. That would be good.
I think you could have, you definitely should have a Scottie Pippen one. I just want to hear about Scottie Pippen just growing up in Arkansas and how he just navigated that life with his brother fall down or like a wrestling accident. And
yeah, the whole thing's crazy.
He became paralyzed. Right. I think his dad died. He had all these brothers and sisters.
He got no scholarship. He's going to like Central Arkansas, whatever. That's where he went.
And even a Rodman, though. Rodman, I feel like they've done a bunch of things on Rodman, though. I feel like they've done at least a couple documentaries or 30 for 30s on Dennis Rodman. Because he's way too entertaining.
Trust me, the documentaries are in right now, as we already found. Brady couldn't wait. 2 days later, 3 days later, he announced that he's doing one that's coming out.
Well, how about
everybody's going to do documentaries?
Well, how
everybody.
About this? Now they went from Michael Jordan to Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
So Lance Armstrong, they're starting his whatever 6-part series, whatever it is.
I don't think it's
Sunday.
6 parts, is it? No.
Is it just
Tyler, how long is the Lance Armstrong thing? One night, tell me, right?
I believe it's just a one-night piece.
I thought so, please. And the problem
like
with Lance Armstrong, it, as popular as he was at one time because of the bands, the wristbands and everything else and raising all that money, people hate him now. They can't stand
it's a two-parter, two-part series.
Two parts.
You know, he's a good when you write lists, when we do our list, because I feel like we do that a lot. Athletes that had it all that became just social pariahs, I know there's more than just Lance Armstrong. It's only the first person I can think of, but guys that were on top of the world.
It's still a whole theme of them.
Mike Tyson a little bit, even though, Mike Tyson was one of those guys.
Making a comeback. But I think he's more likable now. Tyson is more likable now. I think he's made a rebound with the public.
Well, he's opened up more.
Yeah. And the one-man show he did, I think there's a little bit more there because it was, he was.
Well, now he's a punchline. Now he's just, he's a caricature of himself.
Yeah.
And he had that, he was in The Hangover.
Yes. Plus he opened up face tattoos for the rest of the world. I mean, he invented them.
So I can't think of
it. It's like Bobby Valentine inventing the rap. All right, 617.
We're going to break?
We're going to break. 6-1. Oh. I know you're really getting a good handle of when we're taking breaks or not.
I have no
really
idea,
good.
Actually.
617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The show Bill Belichick can't stop listening to.
Honestly, I don't listen to this show a lot.
OMF.
F Bill.
On WEEI.
Oh, I love this song. Of course, I love this song.
Think of summer, right?
I love this song. Who sings this song, Glenn?
Hold on.
Don't look it up. In my head.
Two versions of it.
Is there really?
I believe there is. There's the band I think you and I know, and then there's a cover version, which is also as popular.
Who is
really?
Who is this?
Bananarama.
Oh.
Eight voices I'm saying.
Yeah, I think Ace of Base covered this.
Ace of Base?
Christian, can you just be quiet so I can hear actual music?
Wait for it. Here comes the hook. Here comes the hook.
Cool.
Oh,
All right, so we're playing music from the start of summer, because guess what? This is it. Memorial Day weekend. I know June 21st is the official first day of summer, but nobody looks at it that way. Memorial Day weekend is it. So a lot of the news reporters in Boston, they're the only people still in Boston, by the way. They're putting a lot of video and a lot of pictures out there of different sites in Boston with the start of the Memorial Day weekend, and nobody is out there. Nobody. And it really is. It's so eerie. Looking at pictures right now of the Mass Pike, the extension, Mass Pike extension, someplace where I drive every single day or did, and there's nobody there. And this is like the first day of summer. What's going on here? This is crazy.
It's a cruel, cruel summer.
But the problem is I don't see any hope here. I just don't. I don't see us getting any closer.
I do.
To where we need to be. I don't. You're trying to be optimistic. I think you're forcing it.
No, I'm not. I'm just watching the signs. We have the state of Florida saying they're going to... You know what? I think we should stop using Florida, first of all.
I think you should stay away from Florida. Florida's not a good comparison. So
yeah,
if you
Florida,
want to...
Yeah. Give me...
Ohio.
I think
go to
Florida,
Ohio. They're opening restaurants in Ohio.
The two extremes, right? The two extremes would be Massachusetts one way and Florida the other.
Yeah.
So you say Ohio is the middle ground.
Yeah. And it's a state, by the way. Massachusetts is very blue. Ohio is one of those swing states, you know, and whichever way they go, that's who gets elected president. We know that. Ohio is not, you know, heavy Republican or heavy Democrat like Massachusetts obviously is. And so I would say that was a better idea, but we're not opening restaurants. We're not anywhere close to opening a restaurant.
I really feel like we need to head down to Rhode Island and show everyone in Massachusetts that you can actually go out. It just has to be in another state.
And I think it's a good idea. On the other hand, I would like the people here in Massachusetts to try to push this forward to do it in a safe manner. And I don't see how it can't be done in a safe manner. And they keep on saying, well, you never know what's around the corner. We don't. But are we going to stop and just fold our tent because of what's around the corner? Don't we have these scientists to tell us? 2 weeks ago, we had no idea that young people who get it apparently are immune to it after 14 days, and they can't pass it along. There's enough research right now that shows that's pretty much a done deal. We didn't know that 2 weeks ago.
I just can't wait. I'm trying to pick a restaurant. I'm trying to figure out where do I want to eat when everything finally does open up.
There are a lot of places.
What restaurant am I going to go to?
I got a bunch of them. I like Paul Pierce. I got my top seven. You want? We can go through.
Top seven?
Well, I could give you more than that. Here's the problem. If we continue operating like this, and this is the way that Charlie Baker and the way that Marty Walsh are going to operate, you tell me, Christian, are we going to have any restaurants in that top seven around 3 months from now, 4 months from now?
Oh, no, they got to do it now. They got to do it now. And I feel like we're so redundant. We're just so repetitive on what we say and, you know, what we're looking for. And I think... jealous. So think about it. Massachusetts was one of the last states to open up to allow people to play golf. Golf, Glenn.
And they were forced to do that. They were forced to do it.
Right. Churches. I'm curious though. So the governor of California, I feel like, is getting a lot of pushback. I feel like he's actually, you know, getting a lot of just a lot of criticism, and that'll force him to do things. I just saw the Illinois, which doesn't make sense. They're opening up their campuses for athletes. All these colleges, the SEC, the entire SEC, all the teams they're going to start allowing their players to come back on campus, or at least to go back to the facility and start working out under different guidelines and restrictions as far as the amount of people. All these schools are opening up.
Hold on. So what scientists are they listening to? So every time we get into any type of debate, and we just did in the last hour with Alex Raymer, they constantly throw the line out to you, listen to the scientists. Which scientists? So this is Dr. Fauci, okay? This is the latest Dr. Fauci for what we need to do for Memorial Day weekend.
Wherever you are, I mean, Memorial Day, it's a very important holiday. Hopefully the sun will be out. We'll be having people who want to get out there and get fresh air. You can do that. We're not telling people to just lock in unless you're in a situation where you have a major outbreak going on. We don't have too much of that right now in the country. Go out, wear a mask, stay 6 feet away from anyone, to so you have the physical distancing, and go out, go for a run, go for a walk, go fishing, as long as you're not in a crowd and you're not in a situation where you can physically transmit the virus. And that's what a mask is for, and that's what the physical distance. I plan to go out for nice walks and hikes over Memorial Day, and I'm going to do it with care, with a mask on.
Oh, same Dr. Fauci, by the way, that told us that the masks were a waste of time.
People should not be walking around with masks.
Thank you. Same guy, by the way.
And I'm going to do it with care, with a mask on.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. But, you know, so we mentioned this earlier. So the CDC, on their website, they came out with new guidelines. They didn't announce it. They didn't tell anybody about it.
They changed the guidelines.
They just changed the guidelines. I know. But so the new guidelines are, it was originally thought, and that's why people were wearing gloves, that you could catch this, that this virus lasted on cardboard, metal, all this other stuff, that you could catch it. If you touched it, you'd catch it. Guy brings a package from FedEx, brings it to you, grab something in the supermarket after somebody else touched a cardboard box of pasta, that you could get it also. That's not the case anymore. It's not nearly as contagious as they previously thought. The only way, the best way for people to catch it is through that social, is through close contact. It's not through touching the virus with your hands. That's not how you catch it. You have to ingest it. And then, I mean, so if you just strictly adhere by the social distancing guidelines, which is 6 feet, and they determine 6 feet, and that, because that's based on how far a sneeze will travel. Now, I would say that I think I can do that. You know, and but I'm not wearing a mask when I go on a hike. That's not happening. If I pass somebody, I'm holding my breath.
With a mask on.
Dr. Fauci with a mask.
Why are you going to wear a mask?
Same guy that told you the mask was foolish.
I'm going to fire Fauci probably on Good Friday.
About 6 weeks ago. Listen, that's what the line I get all the time. Listen to the scientists. The scientists change they move the goalpost every 3 days on us.
Well,
so the
point,
yet Charlie and Marty Walsh are still 6 weeks behind in listening to the scientists. And here's the thing I fear the most. I just told you I'm looking at pictures. A lot of the news media are putting pictures of Boston, a deserted ghost town, this weekend. You don't think that there are a lot of companies right now that are looking over what has transpired in the last 3 months, and they're saying, and you're already seeing it with Facebook, by the way, they're going to do this nationally. They're looking at saying, why do we have to lease these expensive buildings in major cities? 50% of our workforce can work and live at home. We don't need to do this. We don't need the space. So I look at this and say, not only is the economy shut down in Boston, but Marty Walsh, by not moving this forward, better start worrying about what happens to Boston, the metropolis of New England, going, you know, into the future here. Because a lot of these companies are not going to pay those high-priced rents for offices, especially in those taller buildings. They're going to look at it and say, 50% of our workforce can work from home. And what does that do to all of the businesses in Boston? All of those restaurants and the bars that have been beaten up here for the last 3 months, when they want to try to open, and business is looking at it saying, we have to change because the virus is going to come back. And then what happens if you get the next virus down the road? We need to plan for this in the future and not have our people all driving in and working in Boston. This could change our lives forever, Christian. And I don't think Marty Walsh is thinking about it.
Yeah, I would like to give him the benefit of the doubt that he is, you know, compassionate with what is going on.
I'm not questioning his compassion.
Yeah, I do think that.
I'm questioning his approach. Yes.
Oh, me too. I you know what? You don't have. I think he's so tentative, and he's so careful, because even with Alex was like, well, you tell me how many people you were willing to die. If is 2,000 enough? Can you sleep at night if 2,000 people die? I was like, well, I mean, how old are they? And do I know
that? Well, people die every single day. I mean, there is risk in life when you leave your house.
That's a little callous, though. That's so callous, Glenn. That's so insensitive.
No, it's reality. It is reality. And I'm not sitting here telling you that we shouldn't do this with care. I'm not saying just bulldoze the doors open and let serious virus that's out there, and it's very contagious. So you work around it. That's what you do. But you don't shut everything down. You don't take the youth of America, shut them down, put them out of work, and maybe their industries are going to be harmed so badly that they never get their jobs back? And what happens to them? What are we doing?
Have we heard anything from the local universities here, all the colleges in Massachusetts? What about, what is BC doing? Have we heard about, are we hear of all these other ACC schools? BC is in the ACC. I'm going to say almost every school in the ACC, including Notre Dame, because they're in the ACC in every other sport, but technically not in football, but they always play a couple games in, against ACC teams. So so let's go through them. Florida State, NC State, Clemson. Yeah. Syracuse.
Some of those schools, because of the state that they're in, Christian, are going to be able to have people on campus and have student athletes play the sport, probably with no people in the crowd, and others fine. Because of state regulations or not.
Where is the athletic director or the president of Boston College? Well, what is he saying?
He's leaving. He's going to UCLA.
Oh, right? Lord.
Yeah, he's leaving.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's leaving.
Oh, God.
He's leaving. All right, we got another hour to go. We're going to go 30 minutes commercial free. This hour, past hour has been sponsored by Northeast Men's Clinic, now open in Dedham next to Legacy Place. We're going to take a one-minute break. 1 minute, and I promise, a lot of people want to talk. They're on the lines right now. You've loaded them up. We talk to you on the phones next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,